Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 8th Cornwall Food and Drink Festival.
We're at the Cornwall Food and Drink Festival on Lemon Quay in Truro, and it's just been opened by Paul Young. You'll probably remember him as a musician back in the 80s, living in the love of the common people, wherever I lay my hat. And he's also been on Celebrity MasterChef while he's here opening the festival.
Paul is going to, in true Cornish style, open the festival, not by cutting a ribbon, but by cutting a giant pasty.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I now declare this Cornish Food and Drink Fair open.
So, Paul, how important is Cornish produce in your cooking?
There's a lot of variety out there, and we see a lot of things cooked on TV, but what you're getting down here is, as well as the usual stuff that you're going to see, like good beef produce and chicken and lamb. I've only just walked through and I've already seen that there's wild boar burgers and stuff like this. There's a more unusual side of it.
One of the main stalls that you see as you just come into the theatre at the great big festival here on Lemon Quay is Cornish Food Market, and Sean Williams is here. Just tell me a little bit about cornishfoodmarket.co.uk.
Well, we're main sponsors of the event. This is for the second year that we've been main sponsoring. We launched a business at the show last year, and for us it's a perfect fit. It's just the right, it's absolutely the right show for us to be involved in. For us, we're an online e-commerce business. It's an innovation in terms of retail in Cornwall. In fact, I think we're the only ones in the country to be offering the kind of service across the full range of fresh products that are produced: meat, fish, bread, fruit and veg, dairy. Everything is made fresh, everything is prepared fresh for consumers, and it's online, it's delivered to people's homes free of charge. And that's why for us, this opportunity, because we're an e-commerce business, is not a great opportunity for us to meet our customers and for new customers to come along, ask us the questions, find out how they can actually sign up.
I'm in front of the Simply Cornish stand here, and we've got saffron cake, we've got biscuits. It's all a very beautiful stand. Also, Jason Jobling from Simply Cornish is with me.
I think this is a great showcase for all Cornish food and drink. It's all under one roof, which is great, and in the centre of Truro, so it's easy for everybody to get to. And you can just see the quality of all the producers around us. It's a really good festival.
Right, we're outside the big marquee on Lemon Quay, and there's plenty of trade being done with all sorts of foods, drinks, and one of the drink producers is St Austell Brewery, and Lindsay Opie is from St Austell Brewery. Just tell me about what an important event it is this year for you. I mean, you've got something new on the market, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've actually produced a whiskey, which is the first in Cornwall in 300 years. So this is a fantastic opportunity to launch it at this amazing event. It is very special. You know, we're lucky enough to have been part of this. We've worked with Healy Cider Farm. We've produced it with Maris Otter Barley, which is locally produced in Cornwall, and with our own spring water, and is very limited edition. We've actually only got 300 bottles.
So get in there quick.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for joining us on Atlantic FM.
You're welcome.